The Senate panel debated a bill yesterday that would make it harder for drug makers to extend their patents on popular brand-name drugs. Critics say drug makers are filing frivolous lawsuits that keep generic copies off the market. They say these tactics are fueling double-digit inflation in drug prices. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Billions of dollars are at stake in this debate, and there are powerful players on both sides.
I'm here today to represent a group called Business for Affordable Medicine.
Republican William Janklow is governor of South Dakota,
which includes 10 governors of the United States, labor unions of the United States, and many private companies, including General Motors, Weyerhaeuser, Walmart, Kmart, Kodak, Georgia-Pacific, Motorola, Verizon, and a very significant number of large and small companies.
This coalition of business, political, and consumer interests says drug companies are gaming the system. Here's how they say it's being done. When the patent on the active ingredient in a drug expires, drug companies file new patents to cover things that have nothing to do with the medicine in the drug. They patent things like a new dosage schedule or even the container in which the drug is sold. Then, when a generic company goes to the Food and Drug Administration for permission to make a copy of the pill, the brand company sues. Janklow and other critics say drug companies have an incentive to sue, even if their claims are frivolous. That's because just by filing a suit, drug companies can delay the generic pill by at least 30 months and earn billions of dollars in extra sales. Yesterday's hearing was about a bill sponsored by New York Democrat Chuck Schumer and Arizona Republican John McCain that would eliminate the automatic 30-month delay.
The claim that eliminating the 30-month stay is closing a loophole is in fact disingenuous, dangerous, and damaging because it takes away our ability to defend our intellectual property rights.
Dr. Gregory Glover wasn't mincing words yesterday. He represents the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers Association, part of the drug industry's influential lobby here in Washington. Glover said it's the brand name drug companies that invest billions of dollars to make new drugs. He said they need to recoup their investments. The McCain-Schumer bill would make it harder to do that. And he said it would raise healthcare costs in the long run because the drug industry would develop fewer new drugs. The last time Congress plunged into these issues was in 1984, when it passed the landmark Hatch-Waxman Act. That act gave longer patent life to brand name companies and at the same time made it easier to bring generics to market. Lawmakers are wary of upsetting the careful balance of that law. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer said yesterday that's not what they would be doing.
What our bill tries to do is go back to the good old days. You make a new drug, you get a new patent. And God bless you, you deserve it. You deserve the money for the innovation. You deserve the money for saving lives.
The authors of the Hatch-Waxman Act are divided on the new bill. Utah Republican Orrin Hatch opposes it. Representative Henry Waxman, a California Democrat, supports it. Neither side in this debate is likely to back down. For drug makers who face a drought of new blockbusters, protecting their patents is key to profits. For companies and governments who are trying to keep up with drug costs, breaking some of those patents is equally important. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.